Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and we want to tell you about their charitable foundation. It's called Sharing Change, and it's funded by members who round up their electric bills each month to the nearest dollar, and it supports hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. Well, it's time to catch up with the sergeant at the Salvation Army, Sergeant George Keith, joining us here in studio, and it's good to see you this morning.
It's good to be seen.
All right. Well, good to have you, and lots to talk about. March is a big month. April is a big month. Of course, you've got Easter in April, so but I know you recently had the Beyond the Bells event.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That happened last Thursday at the View at the Fountains. We had about 12 tables there and about 100 people. It was a great event. We ended up raising about $28,000. Oh, sorry, $24,000. And we definitely want to thank our sponsors, Middle Tennessee Electric, Nissan, Redstone Federal Credit Union, Ascend Federal Credit Union, Pinnacle Bank, and HCA for helping us get that event back off the ground.
Yeah, yeah. I know that after COVID, everybody changed everything, you know.
Yes.
And then, you know, I think a couple of years there, I think we had it after COVID, and then, I don't know, the schedule got changed. All kinds of things kind of happened there, right?
Yes, yes. And as the Dallas Cowboys always say, we're in a building year. So, yeah.
There you go. That seems like they say that every year, though. But,
yes. That and the Browns.
Yeah, yeah. But can't fault the Cowboys too much because of the Kettle campaign, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, absolutely. It's really interesting that of that relationship, because I think when they play on that Thanksgiving weekend or right on Thanksgiving Day, that's kind of a kickoff for Salvation Army, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the national kickoff for the Red Kettle campaign.
Yeah.
So
I guess Jerry Jones is a big supporter then.
Yes, I believe he's on the National Advisory Board.
Oh, wow.
Very, yeah. So
very involved.
Yeah, very good relationship there.
Yeah, if they could just play football. But so kind of remind us what Beyond the Bells is like, because maybe if someone missed out this year coming, that they could maybe plan on coming next year for the event. What happens there?
So essentially, we are able to tell the community what we've done, kind of a report, a state of the Salvation Army, as you will. To let people know what we've done with the funding we've received to honor some of our advisory board, some of our donors, some of our supporters. This year we began the what we're calling Beyond the Bells Award, and we awarded that to the Christy Houston Foundation for the long history that we have with them, the friendship that we have with them. You know, there wouldn't be a Salvation Army
right.
in this community without them. So, and then also, it's a fundraiser. So what we do is we ask individuals to sponsor tables, and they invite people to come in and to hear our presentation. And then, as every nonprofit has to do, we give the ask. And let them know that their money is staying local, their money is going to help people in our programs, in our communities. And that's essentially what happens. And you get a good meal out of it.
Yeah, yeah, that's always a big plus. I like the idea of the Beyond the Bells Award, and you mentioned Christy Houston Foundation, and I happen to be born and raised here, so I remember some of that that was going on even way back in the day. And, you know, without the support of that organization, certainly the Center of Hope would not be there.
Right.
Yeah. So,
right.
And it really was a way to bring the Salvation Army in. So they've done a lot of great things for nonprofits here in our community, including the Salvation Army. Sergeant George Keith with us today. Tell us a little bit about maybe some of the services that you offer at the Salvation Army.
Yes, of course. Right now, we have a grant that is helping with rent and utility assistance, and also we have a shelter, as many in the community know. It's a 35-bed shelter, families. We have 4 family rooms, 3 women's beds, and 12 men's beds that we're able to... we work with the continuum of care, the COC and coordinated entry, to get those beds filled with the people that are in the most need, yeah, in the most crisis.
One of the things that has changed, especially in the last 10 years, especially maybe 15, is there are more organizations helping with our homeless community, and to be connected together to know where the best services are, that's really been a game changer.
It sure has, and we love our partners. We're really excited about the Journey Home and their new building, mm-hmm, being able to house more people and serve more people. If I go on to list all our partners, I'm gonna miss somebody, and yeah, someone's gonna be upset. But definitely Cold Patrol, the host unit, the COC. And the coordinated entry, Rutherford Thrives. I call it coordinated entry, but it's Rutherford Thrives. We meet. We have our social services meets every week with those individuals. Stepping Stones are on those calls, and we. We're able to coordinate. You know, maybe there's an individual. We had an individual come in the other day that he was a little bit, he needed more assistance than we could give him. And so we were able to touch base with coordinated entry and other organizations to find him somewhere he could be and be safe and get back up on his feet.
Yeah.
That is a wonderful thing to have. And I'll say this about Rutherford County. There's not, I've served in the Salvation Army in different locations. And there's been places I've been where people work, you know, they play well in the sandbox together. And then there's been places I've been where everybody works in a silo and we're just competing for dollars and for people. And I'll say this about Rutherford County and Murfreesboro, it's a great place to be because it's not about who gets the glory. You know, all of us are working for the glory of God and making sure he gets the glory in all of it, yeah, and serving people.
That's amazing to know and to hear from someone who's been in other places. Mm-hmm. When you're a nonprofit and you're maybe serving a similar, you know, but there are some communities where there may be 2 or 3 organizations that are doing the same thing and they're just trying to find who can get the most dollars. And mm-hmm, what I've noticed the Salvation Army has done over time is change. If there's something going on in our community that meets the need, then by all means, help them do that while you can focus on other areas.
Exactly. So that's one advantage that I think you have here in Rutherford County.
Well, that's good to know, and I think we knew that, but mm-hmm, to hear someone who has seen it happen in other ways. So glad the Beyond the Bells went off well, and those funds help for operating costs right here, right?
Correct. Those go directly to operating the Salvation Army, but also directly to those in our shelter and in our programs. To get them the help they need.
Sergeant Keith, I know Easter is, I'm trying to pull my calendar up, but it's the 20th, I think,
it's
right?
It's the 20th this year.
April.
April. Mm-hmm.
A little later, thankfully.
Yes.
I remember last year was a little chilly for Easter, but the Salvation Army, part of the backbone of the Salvation Army is, spreading the gospel. And so kind of tell us about plans for Easter.
Yeah, so we have a couple of things going on. We have April 11th is a Friday, and at 6 p.m. we have the Spradley Music family coming to give us a concert. It's a free concert. It's at 6 p.m. April 11th at the Salvation Army. They are based here in Tennessee. They're from Columbia, Tennessee. They have a kind of a folk acoustic, and they're a wonderful group of people, and they can sing, and they can sing well, and we're excited to have them.
Cool.
And also that weekend, the day after, April 12th is a Saturday from 10 to 12. We'll be having a community brunch, an egg hunt for the kids. So we have different age groups, and we got them separated out. Sergeant Ruby just ordered, I think she ordered 1,000 eggs.
Oh, wow.
And we'll be filling those up for those kids on the 12th.
Not real eggs, because that would be a
No, that'd be very expensive right now, wouldn't it? No, no, definitely plastic eggs. Definitely plastic eggs. I don't know what we're gonna do for coloring eggs this year, but anyway, they so that's happening. And then April 13th and April 20th, those are Sundays. It's Palm Sunday, Easter Sunday. We still have our regularly scheduled services, and then also. The one thing I wanted to highlight is April 16th, that's a Wednesday, we'll be having a Christian Seder there at the Salvation Army at 6 p.m.
Okay.
There. So
lots of things.
Lots of things going on. We make a big deal out of Easter, because it is a big deal.
Sure. You know? Absolutely.
The death and resurrection of Christ, that is the... what did Paul say? If this is false, we are to be... pitied above all men, right? But it is the truth, and it's wonderful to find that freedom in Christ. So Easter is a huge deal for me, and my wife and I love it, and we celebrate it. We celebrate hard, apparently.
Yeah, why not? You know, go all out. You know, I've heard people argue that, you know, Christmas is the biggest religious holiday, and you know, I really think we need to point to Easter for that.
Right.
I mean, the birth was obviously very important, but, you know, Easter was a huge day, changed mankind.
Definitely. Whenever I, you know, during Christmas time, whenever I'm preaching on the birth of Christ, you can't help but point people towards Easter.
Yeah.
You know, and the death and the resurrection, the whole reason.
That was the whole reason for the birth, right?
He came.
Yeah.
Was so that we could have life and have it abundantly.
So let me ask a few questions on the concert. Is that going to, you said it's at the Salvation Army. Is that going to be in the gym or something like that? Or where are you going to do that?
Well, right in our chapel.
Oh, chapel. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll have that right in the chapel there. And it's a free concert, no charge.
So anybody can come?
Anybody can come.
Perfect. Yeah. And then the brunch and the Easter egg hunt, do you need to sign up for that or just come?
Just come.
All right.
Just come. We'd love to have you. And it's going to happen rain or shine. So if it's not raining, we'll be outside.
Yeah.
But if it is raining, we'll move ourselves into the gym. So.
Yeah, got plenty of room to hide 1,000 eggs. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah. Those two events are coming up, and if you leave some information with me, I'll be sure to get those on our community events calendar.
Oh, of course. I'll just leave you these.
Okay, I'll do that. And talk to me a little bit about, we've got maybe a minute or so, a lot of people don't know that you have church services every Sunday and small groups or Sunday school and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So we have, you know, the Salvation Army started as a church. We are, you know, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, meet human need in his name without discrimination. And that is why we do everything you see us do in the community, whether it's our shelter, whether it's our, whatever program we do is run through. This is for us to reach people with the gospel of Christ, because without, you know, we can give them a new address, we can, you know, but if they have not met Christ and been transformed, chances are we're going to end up back where we were in the first place.
Yeah. Or another set of circumstances.
Or another set.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that things won't happen,
right,
but you'll be better equipped.
Right. And we have Sunday school at 10 a.m. on Sundays. And our church service is at 11 right there, 1137 West Main Street.
Yeah. And finally got Salem Highway. They're going to have to do, you know, like a good final coat of paving down through there, but at least it's all open.
Yes, it's all open. It's nice. One thing I did discover is trying to get on Main Street across it is a little bit more difficult now, because you got four lanes of traffic, but I'm really happy. And we finally can get our sign back up.
Oh, yeah.
They had taken our sign down, so we're working on getting our sign back up.
Make all that happen. Joining us today from the Salvation Army, Sergeant George Keith here on Rutherford Issues today.